This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. School board members in Traverse City are set to decide next month whether to close three elementary schools. Right now, TCAPS officials are spending hours looking into other ways to save money. There were more than 25 alternatives mentioned at the last school board meeting, but a number of school officials say none of them are viable. So is this just a formality, or are some board members actually serious about alternatives? IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
Most board members agree that all the fat has been cut from the budget, but Megan Crandall doesn't think that means they need to cut to the bone.
You know, we keep talking about, we've got to do this or the emergency manager is going to come in. This is a 1%, just over 1.5% cut to our budget, and we're talking about closing three buildings. Two of which I don't think should be closed. There have to be other ideas, and we need to talk about them.
Crandall is the vice president of the board. She's served the board for around 9 years. She's been the most vocal board member against closing Interlochen and Old Mission.
I understand the workings of the district, and I'm frustrated. I think we can do better. I know we can do better.
So Crandall put together her own alternative recommendations to save the district money. She's suggesting they might want to cut world languages. She's also suggesting sending some middle schoolers back to elementary buildings and closing East Middle School, which is under student capacity. The board did ask the administration to bring back more information about Crandall's ideas, but Scott Hardy, another board member, says he's not interested in closing East Middle School. He says they need to focus on the schools already being considered.
We don't have a whole lot of time because every minute we're not doing something is another minute we're falling further behind on our budget.
Collectively, the board seems to be behind closing Bertha Voss, the elementary school in Acme Township. Hardy is on the fence, though, about closing Interlochen and Old Mission. He's interested in two specific alternatives that could help save those two schools. Hardy says he'd consider sending sixth graders back to Interlochen and leasing extra building space at Interlochen and Old Mission.
I have talked to a couple of healthcare providers that might be interested in possibly using some of the space and tapping into the population and providing some healthcare services that we can't provide as a district, and that they don't provide on Old Mission Peninsula or at Interlochen School, for that matter.
There are some school officials who say there are no viable alternative options. Board member Eric Falconer says he supports closing all three elementary schools because it means limited disruption.
While there is no doubt that the options on the table are very disruptive to particular families and students, the consideration that we have to make as a board is on behalf of the entire district.
Falconer says those three schools make up just over 4% of the entire district's student population. Any viable alternative option, he says, would have to bring the same low level of disruption, and he just hasn't seen that. He says that doesn't mean he or the administration are just dismissing other options.
The reality is that when we look at alternatives, that a lot of considerations go into that. And the fact that they weren't proposed originally doesn't mean that they weren't considered. That the proposals were made because on behalf of the entire district, they made the most sense.
TCAP Superintendent Paul Soma did present the board with more than 25 alternative ideas from the community, but he says those options aren't viable.
I think it's very reasonable that people would respond to that by saying, well, let's try something other than closing these buildings. Does this work? And so then that's where we're left having to say, well, it doesn't save the dollars, and it's not necessarily, it may or may not be educationally beneficial.
Soma says they did not do a full look into the costs and savings on all of the alternatives.
To cross every T and dot every I on that answer, 12 months worth of work.
But he says the administration has a sense of what will save them money and what won't. The TCAPS board meets tonight. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.